Check, check. Oh, now it works. Why? It's Friday. Welcome to Friday. Great. Check, check. That works. Why is it not? It is weird. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Yeah. So what's happening? Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I don't know. Seems like a good day. I woke up early. I slept early, but I woke up like midnight. Then I started watching Forged by Fire. Old episodes. So I'm just watching. It's like, oh, this is cool. Let me watch it a little more. So I watched like, like an hour worth. One season. If somebody asked me, do you want to be a metallurgy dude? Not metallurgy, but do you want to be a blacksmith? I'll give it a try. I'll make a sword. I'll try to use it. Yeah, it's like plunge it through a shield. It's going to curl up like in a cartoon. No, then I'll just like, no, I'm not. Bye. Yeah, that's me. I'm not a blacksmith. Impossible. Impossible Smith. Okay. So that was it. That was the exciting part of today. Anything? I don't know. Other than that, it's just like regular news. But like, I'm seeing, saw an article with Elon and SpaceX and T-Mobile. Cool. Holy cow. And then we're going to start Starlink, man. Starlink. Starlink modems. Starlink. They already got it, but everybody. Forget about Verizon. Files. Or what we have here is Frontier Files. Forget about that. You're going to have SpaceX. But then, what are you gonna call it? SpaceX T-Mobile. It's just SpaceX. Let's just put a Starlink. Well, you can put a T in front of a star. Maybe Zarlink. That's our link. You must have. You have to have. Everybody else sucks. We're the best. That's what I'm seeing. So I think I crossed on. It's like peanut. I put one tiny croissant with the strawberry jam. The other one with peanut butter. So it's kind of like a peanut butter sandwich. Tastes strange. Because the mini croissant sagged. It's not fluffy. Not supposed to be. Over time, yeah, when it's straight out of the oven, this is the best. That's the best. Best time to have it. You take it home, and you put in a toaster or something. It just flails. It's meow. Like, oh. But I'm having Illy's Longo, Espresso Longo with the Good and Gather. The Good and Gather. Pumpkin spice. It's okay, it's not bad. It's got a little more pumpkin. I don't taste the spice, so I put cinnamon. Or my pumpkin pie spice that I put together. So it's like pie crust. Alright. Yeah. You can taste it. Not bad. I'd like to get the cinnamon syrup, if I can find those. Those are really good. It's Let me see. I think there's only one coffee shop here that makes I'm sure they have it now because it's almost September. They make the cinnamon spice latte. It's not Starbucks at all. This is like traditional, done correctly. It's just like, the smell. Almost feel like a gold member. The smell of it, the taste of it. I love gold. No, he said, I love gold. I mean, I love cinnamon. The smell of it, the taste of it, the feel of it. I love it. Why, I'm cinnamon member. Oh, boy. What a weird start of the day, especially with Barry White, which we're listening to. I listen to Barry White. It's so great. The ladies, I wonder, who did Barry Mary. Did he marry that singer? Or something else. I think he was married. It kind of sucks. Passed in 2003. So back then, to about 2001, I moved to Hoboken, New Jersey. Actually, 2000. But before that, I was working for years, like a decade. I was working for the papers, starting from New York Post all the way down to a pre-press company that did all the newspapers. So, So I used to listen to his show. Sometimes I'll drive to New York. I'll drive back. Some, you know, they replay this stuff. But people like really late at night. Hang out with friends, come back home, drop people off, say, hey, some soul guys. Some would be like, no, metal. Right? But then there's quite a few. Yeah. Barry White. Listen to his channel. It was a. I always forget the name of the station. It's in New York. It's not Q something. Something. It's not BGO either. Something else. Can't remember, but it was just, yeah. Let me see. Marriages. Singular. Let's see. I forgot who sings. There's a song. It's called It May Be. It May Be. Her Alex. It's written by Barry, but it's Felicia Taylor. It's the lady who sent. Oh, he did. I would have heard. There's somebody else also. Yeah, I don't know. Who? He married a whole bunch of people. God, are they? Goldie James. I don't even know these people. But I'm sure if somebody played their music, I'd listen to it. Like, oh, yeah. Yes, yes. You know, Barry's, at the time, he's like the Biggie Smalls, our time. Yeah, he's that damn, even though it wasn't about the fight and all that stuff. It wasn't about gangsters, not really, whatever. It's really about thing. I want to dance. Love, and that's it, and that's what you need. We must protest, we must fight, for what, I don't know, somebody's paid money for it, and yeah, what the hell was that? So I don't think so. Yeah. Let me see. So, yes, it's weird. Both engines, second one, separated, but they live together. No, they don't live together, but they're still married. Wow. Oh, no. So, here's the thing. This funk stuff. With Asians, no word. They do. Japan, yeah, it's a whole bunch. Just, still, there are bands around that play funk a New York, you get that. A lot of the few countries do that. But the rest, they were playing the boots, 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 all of that. They play that. They play all the tech stuff. They're doing the new retro wave stuff. And some of the metal stuff, but it's not really, it's weird. I was like, where are we going? But then, there's funk and soul. That's one side. Then they got the still people who rap, but they go back to the old days. Style. Old school style. It started with that, but then now, like, all the music, everything, even the punk, the metal, hard metal, it's going towards hardcore metal, going back to the old days. It's like they're trying to chase something for the past few decades, chasing something new. Like, just go back. Just do exactly what you did when you started. And that's it. People are like, but we gotta sell. We're not selling. It will come back. It always does. Music just sporadic. Branched out toward all sorts of places, but then it always comes back to the root. So right now, we're at the root. We're coming back to the root. Yeah. It's a little weird thing, but how do we get it first time? How do we do it first time? And I feel the same for everything else. Seems like we're going back to that. Even like politics. I can see it in the future. It's like all this stupid things. People did past 50 years. Joke. Where's our roots? Right? Everybody's going back to roots. Like, ooh, wow. Even like computer stuff, like little pieces. Computer hardware. Like, I'm seeing, are they going back to the old days? Always are better. Simple stuff. Oh, no, this is extra. Extra things that you don't need. No additives. Nothing. Even some of the new phones. See, there's not a lot of craziness. You know, and especially something I'm using on my phone is Lineage OS. Not supposed to, like, an Android 12, not supposed to run, but it does because of these guys. And it's smooth. It's not, I don't have Google. I mean, I do have Google. It's Android. It's Android, of course. But it basically, it's Linux. On Android. It doesn't have a Play Store at all. You can get the case without the Play Store. You can get the maps. Open source map. I think I have an open map. That's what they call it. And it works with satellites and everything. This is great. Unfortunately, I tried the other one. The other ROM. Just no. No. You're not pulling that thing there. So it didn't work. I forgot the name too. It's back in my head somewhere. Let's see what they call it. I'm just looking through the list. There is an Android 13. Or my phone, but it doesn't work. this thing called Omni-Run. Omni-Run, I tried it. It killed... Over time, it killed something. Kill with the network and all the stuff. I'm not getting messages. People leaving... Message... No, leaving... Send me IM. Like, I'm not getting nothing. I can't even send text out. I have no idea what's happening. Like, oops. Right. I'm gonna play with that. But then I look back to XDA developers, and first time I saw this. On an official Android 12 Lineage OS 19.4 phone, like, no way. They can install Google Apps, they have you offer, but I didn't. Why go with Android store stuff? I can just get it from APK, just a few places, one of those, APK Mirror. I think just APK Secure, I forgot, one of those, APK something. You just type in search Android APK on some of these websites. Just be careful. Download this stuff. That if they offer checksum, you should try it. Checksum. Maybe don't know what checksum is. Type it in. Search. You know, instead of sitting there like, oh, everything's done automatically. Now what? It reminds me of my old friends. I went to this technical school. We all live. Similar area. It takes like 40 minutes at 100 miles per hour. So if we're doing 60, it would take like an hour or something. So now we'll go to class, everything. At the end of the day, everybody just run to the car like they're like Le Mans 24 hours. Peel out and go race home. No, I used to do that, but then after a while, I'm like, no, I'm gonna halfway through, I'm gonna stop by a diner somewhere. That famous diner in. Where is it? I'm trying to think. I can't remember the town. Patterson, Jersey, or somewhere, I don't know, somewhere around there. Lodi, I don't know. Famous place. So yeah, stop by there. Have like a side of fries and coffee. Yeah, I've been drinking coffee since high school. So it's nothing to me. I can't have like 8 cups. I'm okay. My heart would still beat. Not compared to some of my other friends. One cup of coffee. But anyway. So go to this diner and just like, hang out and stuff. And my friends would be like, I'm gonna go home, man. Yeah, okay. So where are you? So I'm at a diner here. So, oh. Dude, what did you tell me, man? So I was drive back. No? He went so fast home. Why don't you just drive back here? Go hang out. And, you know, have some beer or something. And I'm like, okay. It's like, why are you in a hurry for? Right? I don't get it. Fast. Okay, you don't need that. Just chill out. You gotta listen to more. If you just always fast, always going high speed. Listen to Barry White for a while. Just chill. But it's upbeat. It's not like jazz or the other fusions. So they're or the coffee thing. Not like the, what's that music? Accordion music. No. This is funk. It's still got a little beat, but it's chilling. So anyway. I went off topic. Oh well. I didn't even look at news. And I didn't look at post on Create Dezing Drive WCCF Tech. I think there's more of the tech crunch. I don't know. To look at anything. I don't know what's going on. But you know what? That, to me, that's like serene. You don't need to know. Some days it's like, and some days I'm like, I've been working on my computer for so long. It's like today, that's why I've been working out so long, past few days. I'm like, I'm gonna lie on my bed and listen to music. Or just sit back on my chair, my lounge chair. From Sweden. Is this Swedish? This is Swedish. Or is I forgot where it's made from. But anyway, it's up there. Up there, way up there in Dutchland. The upper Dutchland. That's what they mean. I'll just sit back on that and put my the audio file headphones. Chill. It's good music. Not even drawing. I don't even do sketches. No sketching, no nothing, no books. Just look up and ceiling. That's what I feel like sometimes. Just want to fetch out. We're going too fast. Like the title I wrote today, Friday just passed me at high speed. It seems like, did I just do a damn podcast Friday ago? Holy cow, man. Friday. Another Friday. What? No. Crazy. Like, it goes ways. What did I do between Monday and Thursday? I barely remember. Maybe I took some garbage out. Made a few cups of coffee. Made an omelet. What else did I do? I can't remember nothing. Just went poof, phew. Crap. So, we're at that speed. I think the best is just enjoy the moment. The only way to do it is get a hi-fi stuff, the good music. Yeah. That's it. Highly recommend to preamp. Even you get those little ones. eBay, they have a lot. I bought mine from eBay. Nice one. Hong Kong. He left. When the... He knows. He knew about the takeover thing. It's gonna go early. So he went to California somewhere. He's trying to restart this tube preamp thing. Tube preamp. So there's a whole bunch of them. They still ship some stuff from. From Asia, from Shenzhen. There's one called Noob Sound. they made the cheap one. But you can get one for like 60. This one got Fosse audio. Everybody says it's good. Got good ratings. $69. You can start with this. The only thing with these things, it takes 12 volts. That DC source. That's one thing I didn't like. It's like, that's a lot of power. So they make pretty good stuff. There's a whole bunch of new ones, and there's that one that's really tiny, one single two. I'm trying to find it. It's not showing up. Oh well. Yeah. My croissant just crumbled because I can't find it. Duke Sound. It's called the Little Beer. Bear. A beer. I think I got a new one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I think it's called Bravo. Bravo Audio. Yeah, here we go. Got the link. So, the guy who made the one that I got, he took this to learn from me. We built it, make it more, I guess, more beefy. It sounds more beefy. Put an extra bass EQ, like a low pass circuit, as a switch on it. Switch. It's unbelievable. That's what you need. You need a good headphone. Since I got the preamp, I bought a DT990 Bear Demian Bear Dime headphones. But that's that has a high ohmage because I don't want to explode. I want to hear this. You need to pump the tube. Sound, so you gotta twist it high. So your headphone has to be high ohmage, you know, to compensate. If you put a regular plug here, it's too loud. So anyway, get one of those, plug in your computer, plug in something in, and just like it's good. You know, the only thing I have to worry about is these open circuits. Yeah, don't touch those. Thin the cooling parts, those are the coolers. Yeah, don't touch that. It's hot. Don't touch the tube either. And don't touch that capacitor top either. Just leave it, put it somewhere, you know, stable. Okay, leave it alone. So I do have one Bravo. I got that one. It's in my bedroom. Believe it or not, it's going through a 15 watt amp. It's driving to both speakers, but very rare. Rarely use it because your occupants in this house put those on. Loud. It's a 100 watt speaker, but only 15 watts. The only time you would need 100 watt is you have a huge space, say like a studio space, or in a house that size, you know, something like say 50 feet by 50 with high ceilings, 50 feet plus squared with high ceiling, then yeah, I need that. So that's it. Yeah. Get one of those. Well, you have a choice now. Just type in two preamp and you're going to find a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of ones. There's wireless ones. I I don't know. Go shop.
Put the tube?
If you can't afford it, get the toe gold tipped. Treated versions. If you can get the this vacuum tube from the old days. I forgot the name. Let's see, vacuum tubes. I got one that's really, really expensive. Let me see what they have. They use it in the military, use it for their radios. So it comes out clear in the old days. And I also have a GT ones. Actually, originally for guitar amps, but they use it for this. Vacuum tubes. Nope, they don't have it. It's by a company in Brooklyn, like old days. They don't make it anymore. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of them. There's quite a few shops, but because these things are getting more. Popular? Not really popular, but they're getting more word of mouth. So. A bunch of people just like, yeah, we're gonna buy this, get that. You should get this, you should get that. And all of a sudden, this business is getting big. It's staying home more too. People staying home. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to look into a tube. Forgot the name. It's from a company from California. It's Upscale Audio. Emprex. Emprex tube. This is the one I got from NAS. Has a NAS treated, nitrous oxide treated with a gold tip. So it's gonna stick around for a long time. They sound great. Because the original piece, I got this tube from China. Yeah, it's alright. It's a little muted. It's not clear. As soon as I put Emprex on. Emprex. So eBay has it. These are the tubes. They're a little expensive. Sometimes. You can get a cheap one. But if you get the NAS treated, Gold tip, they're expensive. You can get a pair like that, different ones for a different type of setup. The pair will cost the same. Auto me. Put everything back. Okay, so now we're good. Yeah, so there's a bunch. This Emperex main. It was like, it's weird. Like, they, I hope everybody either copy or they just went to all over the place. Around the world, so you can get one from like Maine in Russia, right? I haven't seen one made in Asia or anywhere, not even Japan. I didn't see one in Prax made in Japan. It's mostly USA, but there's few made in Russia. It's like this one from Russia. It's from shipping from Ukraine. It's $150 for two. Holy cow. Expensive. But then again, I pay $100. Well, actually $80 for mine. So that's a single with the stereo input. Not stereo input, but it's made for the unit with just one tube. It has a left-right bias thing, which is hard to explain if you don't understand it. It's separate. Comes in then separate. Out. Comes in stereo. And sort of kind of goes mono. Branches out. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ones tested. Usually the good ones are, if it's they say $8, it's like, but the one with like $80 or more, it's like, yeah, that's the one. They're not cheap. And I don't think they're around anymore. I don't think they're remaking it. There are a few people who are remaking tubes, but a few companies, but it's not the same. And Emperex was everywhere. It was used in ham radios, so it's all over the place. Oh, you can still get them. So, yeah, these are the best times to do that stuff. Just listen to good music. You don't even need this tube. You just need good music. You can't get it. But if you're a complex person like me, have to listen to every little thing. Some drummer's like hitting the ride cymbal. Ding, I want to hear not just the ding part, I want to hear the drumstick hitting, like if you can hear this, I want to hear the ding, I want to hear that. So I'm particular with this stuff, just like guitar, when they pick where your finger touches string, there's a specific sound. Yo, so Anything else? I don't know. For the weekend. I don't know. Ooh, this hard seat. Vintage. Now, some of these guys would collect this stuff. They would go out and buy these different type to test it. But it seems like every one of them always comes back. Yeah, we like the Amprex. Just a Tesla tube. Wonder what that's like. Holy cow. $160. But anyway, it's a hobby. Into it. It could get a little hairy because you wind up like, all right, let me try the other one. You know, then you have a whole bunch of units. Like, try this, try that. Some people love that, but for me, it's just, I need something simple. And I tried this one with the base. That actually might be a good buy. That one got it, it's like, I don't like it. Too bad it's not in production, but it's like, yes. Why not? And before that, I had a different one, different unit. It was in a box, it was very well packaged. But it did not sell anything like this thing. Oh my god, I know. It's great. Perfect. What you just say? I had enough with the blue screen. I had enough with my phone. Direct message. Instant message. People calling me. People commenting on stupid things I did. Not even reading exactly what I said. I'm so sick of it. But I don't want to leave the electronic world. Go listen to music. Get the blue screen. Shut it off. Go do something else. Go make coffee. Real coffee. I think I said that Wednesday. Yeah. Skill set. Learn how to make coffee. Good coffee. The last bit of my strawberry jam croissant. Anyway, anything else on news? I briefly saw something with Zuckerberg. I was like, probably nothing good coming out. They probably know what it is. I think I know. These people getting sued. And when you sue somebody, the truth comes out. Maybe that's the reason. And there's something with the Sylvester Stallone. Sly. Is you, Mr. Is you. I don't know, something like got divorced or something. Wife. Who knows? I don't know. Just see a whole bunch of stuff here and there. No. I don't care. Of course, Kardashians will be. Of course. Who else will be? Who else? J-Lo. Ben. Bennifer. Number three. Then it was a Bennifer first, then went to the other Bennifer, then came back to this. It's three. Maybe three is the charm. I think that's it. I don't see anything. I mean, it just, yeah. The usual stuff on the news. I did listen to Curry and the Keeper. You guys don't know. It's Adam Curry and the wife, Tina, having a podcast. They're not bad. Actually, when I listened to him, that's when I found out about Podcast Index and Value for Value thing. So I did add it to my hobby, but I don't care. People pay for it. Well, I mean, give donation or not. Who cares? I don't know. I think I got like 6 sats, which is something like less than a penny. I'm like, yeah, I guess not enough for a coffee. That's all right. I'll make mine. But anything else? Yeah, it's just usual. But I think we're in that time. It's coming back. It's plateau coming down. So all the craziness, people are like, oh, I never did that, I never done that, never did this, never did that, and it's gonna come back out. It's gonna come out true. And the downhill goes. Then, like, oh, it's gonna happen. I've seen it already. Anything else in the news? It's who cares. No, you should be listening to Barry White. Listen to Barry. Listen. Just listen to him. Chill now. That's what you should be doing. I know I said like a gazillion times today. But that's how I feel today. Electric inline skates. What? Powered skates for 400 watt motor. It's close to $800. A Kickstarter. Just come with a shoe. Just the bottom piece. Oh, there's the shoes. It's like roller voice, but powered. How do you go? It's a remote control. What does it go? Oh, there is a remote. Okay. That's not booster skate. Super early bird, 30 of 30. Get it's very somebody got. So it's $800. Kickstarter special. You want one decent? I don't. I'll get the two skates put together that just weld it and make it to a little. I don't know. Maybe put a chair on top. a little beanie bag. Yeah, it'll be great. Be electric beanie. Meditation vehicle. I don't know how I'm gonna turn, but that would be cool though. But you could just get a skateboard with it. Power skateboard. Be okay. to sit on top of it. Go. I mean, I guess interesting idea, but to me, it's electrify, okay, it's fun, all that, but then your muscle atrophies. If you start moving, it just goes. You don't need to push anymore. Pushing, the skate, that was part of it. Your hands, your calves, legs, muscles. When you eliminate that, makes no sense. I don't know. It makes sense, but doesn't. Wish it was like half and half. Maybe you can still skate once off, still rolling around. Have a free, like a flywheel, free wheel. Maybe. Two motors. Okay. Dual motor. Somebody has four motor version. That would make sense. Why want one of these damn? Well, I need that. I'll take the engine and power something else. Or you can just do like some other people do. With the Dremel. Battery charge Dremel. Figure it out. The gear thing. And go. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm just looking through quickly the things. It's more boring. Internet sucks. Listen to music. If you don't like Barry White stuff, listen to something else. Go listen to something else. But listen to a 80s Japanese city pop. Yeah. Nostalgic. Anyway, have a wonderful Friday of August 26th, 2022. Hopefully by this weekend, I will have upgraded my computer with the Intel 12th Gen bracket. Hopefully it will reduce the heat. Those like modified brackets. Or even out the surfaces, then I got a fan coming tomorrow. Tiny little 6-inch quiet, super quiet fan by a company called Noctua. So I'm getting that put in. It'll cool everything down a little bit. Right now, it's not bad. But when I start doing the 3D heavy graphic stuff, case is aluminum. It's heat. My hand gets cold, I can just pull on top of it and heat it up. It's not enough to heat an egg, but I can keep food warm on top of it. That's how hot it gets. Alright, so this is it. Have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Chill out. That's it. Don't go crazy. Even the universe is making you go crazy. Just sit back. When you start thinking this stuff, just take a deep breath and think about it. So if I do that, what would happen? Do I want to do that? Do that. Deal with that. The galactic energy is screwing with everybody right now. So deal with it. Chill out. I don't know. Have good coffee. You know, that's it. Be boring. So have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back Monday. Ciao.